So this is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Sacramento's award-winning writer-director Greta Gerwig celebrated an Academy Award for Little Women. Jacqueline Duran won Best Costume. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, starring Tom Hanks, also has some Sacramento roots, as many of you know, was celebrated in the opening production. I have to let our technical team know that there is a very loud buzzing happening in the studio that maybe somebody can help out with before we go on. But I'll continue to say that the top 25 nominees at last night's Oscars received a fabulous gift bag, and this is part of the Oscar tradition. It doesn't have to do specifically with the Oscars, but it is something that gets a lot of attention, a lot of publicity, and a lot of fun for everybody. This year's bag was estimated by Forbes magazine to be more than $225,000. In that bag, a novel written by Katie Storm of Elk Grove titled Carson's Garage was there for all the nominees, and Katie's with me in the studio to fill us in. Hi, I think I owe you some congratulations for all of this.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
So this is the morning after your Oscar night. Tell me how you are.
I'm very excited. I'm excited because there are so many Hollywood notables that now have a copy of Carson's Garage awaiting for them in their homes.
Among the other fabulous gifts were a 12-day trip for two on a yacht, dinner at Flora's Field Kitchen, a private call with a life coach, all kinds of things. When and how does the story begin that your book ended up in this bag?
So I took a writing class with Jerry Roberts, and he is someone who helped to promote the DVD, The Secret.
From the book, The Secret.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And he was able to get a copy of the DVD into the swag bags at one of the Oscars. The morning after, the celebrities were being interviewed about the Oscars, but they kept referring back to the DVD. They kept talking about The Secret. They were so fascinated by it. And in short, Oprah picked up on the DVD, and when Oprah touches something, we know what happens
right.
From there.
It became gold.
Exactly. And so taking this class with Jerry, I decided to try that route myself. So I went online, and I found the company that handles putting these swag bags together, contacted them, paid them a lot of money, and now Hollywood has Carson's Garage.
That's an important point here, is that you actually pay to have your book included.
Yes.
Or your item.
Yes, exactly. It's they do have a process of reviewing your item, so it's not just about paying. Your item, whatever it is, your service, has to be approved by the company. But at the end of the day, you're paying them.
So tell me about that conversation. How did that go with them speaking with you about Carson's Garage? And I know we haven't said anything about the actual book yet, but what was that sort of vetting process?
Thankfully, I suppose there wasn't a whole lot. He wanted to, Lash is his name, Lash Ferry, he wanted to see a copy of the book, so I got him a copy of the book. He reviewed it. I don't know exactly what they were looking for, but after reviewing it, sent me an email, and he responds to emails really quickly, saying that he wants to help support me and bring the book into the swag bag, and actually offered me a discount. That's what I'm hoping.
You needed to provide 26 copies?
26 copies in total, 25 to the Oscar nominees, and one went to the host.
All right, so backing up, you did this in lieu of pursuing traditional publishing routes for your book, correct? You'd written a novel and decided to start out in other ways.
Right.
Because?
I want to see how far I can push Carson's Garage on my own. Before going the traditional publishing route. Unfortunately, with traditional publishing, upwards of 97% of the profits and the rights go to the company that decides to pick up your book. And I wanted to see if I can earn some kind of success with Carson's Garage doing it on myself through self-publishing. But I've also given myself a timeline. So sometime around this summer, June, July-ish, is when I have given myself a deadline to see how far Carson's Garage has gotten. And if I need to at that point, then I'm going to look into traditional publishing.
I don't have figures to refute your 97% figure. I can say that I know it can be 1 to 2 to 3 years or more to go through the pipeline for a publisher. And you're a bit on a life fast track right now. You have already checked some of those major boxes of success. You graduated high school, you went to college, you're married, and you were in a career. So the shift to writing has been, is it correct to say it's been a leap of faith for you?
Writing has been a passion ever since I can remember, and it's a hobby for me, just as much as working out, keeping in shape is. So I find time every day to give at least a half an hour to an hour to writing. And being able to commit to a consistent schedule like that has allowed me to take writing into the path that it's in right now. So I didn't have to give up a lot of things or a lot of time or sacrifice something else to pursue writing. It's something that I'm doing jointly with everything else in life.
I'm talking with Katie Storm. He is the author of Carson's Garage. Is that your pen name? Is that your real name?
It's my pen name. Katie is my initials, actually.
And Carson's Garage was in the swag bag. I want to talk about the book itself. The cover is a boy holding on to a huge German Shepherd. And the boy is just wrapped around the German Shepherd's neck. So right away, you know it's a dog story. Carson's Garage doesn't tell you much about it. But this dog is really the central character in the book, Sparky. Where does the dog come from? In a dream, an imagination of yours?
You know, I don't remember where I got the idea of this oversized dog. One of the things that I do with my writing, and it kind of mimics Stephen King, is I put pen to paper and I let things flow. I have a general outline for the book on how I want things to go. But as I'm writing, I don't let that outline deter from what's being written down at that moment. So the reason why I picked the German Shepherd was because, from what I understand, a German Shepherd is probably the most loyal of dogs. And so that's why I had the dog Sparky be a German Shepherd. But his size, things like that, it just came as I was writing.
So like Stephen King, you do write in the horror genre. And now suddenly everybody is thinking, wait, what? That is not the path I was going down with this. The boy, Tommy, who is the beloved friend of Sparky and actually rescues him, has a struggle in his own life. He's a little developmentally slow. His family life has been tough. And this dog absolutely delivers in that relationship. The surprise of this dog is that there are crimes that happen down the road, and this dog is involved in a very interesting way. And you need to walk us, KD, into believing that this dog could be part of what happens. And I think that that's one of the accomplishments of this book. It's a real surprise.
Thank you. Let's just say that that people start to disappear after a while in this book. And there is a dark force that overtakes this beloved and gentle dog. And it's a force that Sparky wants nothing to do with, but he's overpowered by it. And it does lead him and Tommy, the best friends, down this path of running from the police, hiding, doing whatever it is that they can to stay together. That's their ultimate goal, is that they need to stay together to survive.
Have you had any feedback yet this morning from anyone that received your book?
No, I haven't had any feedback yet. I think half of them are still probably waking up from last night.
There are lists all over. We'll link one of everything that's in this swag bag. And right there it is, Carson's Garage by Katie Storm. What would your wildest dream about all of this be? You know, Greta Gerwig from Sacramento is going to get your book and see that it's an author from Elk Grove. I wonder if those dots will connect.
That would be a dream come true if we can meet up and connect on this or something else, another one of my writings. But my wildest dream, my ultimate goal at the end of this is to have Carson's Garage turned into a blockbuster hit on the big screen. If that happens, then I'm satisfied.
Well, I guess once you've gotten your book into the swag bag, the sky's the limit on what else could happen. In the back of this book, you give readers the options for what book you're going to pursue or release next. You have a couple choices. Has the choice been made yet?
The choice has been made, but one of the things that I've noticed is I've given readers and fans the option to reach out to me and let me know where they want me to go, because I want to see where the interest is. Mm. And so the books that I have mentioned in the back of Carson's Garage are all books that I'm willing to take on next. And so after fans reach out to tell me that hopefully they loved Carson's Garage, which everyone who's reached out to me has said that, I'd like to hear what they would like for me to write. And then from there, I may or may not embark on that path.
And for now, you're still keeping the day job, right?
Yes, but a part of that dream would be to go into retirement from the day job and focus on writing full time, that's for sure.
All right, that is K.D. Storm. His novel is Carson's Garage, which is available at Amazon.com if you weren't lucky enough to get it at the Oscars last night. We've posted a link to his website and more information about the book on our website. And K.D., one more thought.
I'd just like to say that this Friday from 4 to 7 p.m., there's going to be a book signing for of Carson's Garage in Angel's Hair Salon, located at 1229 J Street, right across from the Sheraton.
Great. We'll post that information. That's this Friday. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for reaching out to us with the story and keep us posted on this growing writing career.
I definitely will. Thank you for having me.
That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. On tomorrow's show, Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer Paul Kitagaki Jr. He'll talk about his book, Behind Barbed Wire. And then Christian Kiefer joins us to talk about his latest novel, Phantoms. There is a connection. Join us and find out. And thanks for joining us today.